Radio Sai now brings you a special conversation with Dr. Narasimhan, the director of the Sri Sathya Sai Mobile Hospital serving rural folk in the vicinity of Puttaparthi. In conversation with him is Professor G. Venkatraman. This was recorded on the 10th of June 2015 and here it is for your listening pleasure.
Sai Ram, doctor, and thank you for sparing us some time.
Sai Ram, sir.
We have been following you for quite some time, as you know very well. I hope we didn't come in your way.
No, but, not at all, sir.
Thank you. That's nice to hear. And today, I'm troubling you because I want to fill in some gaps.
Yes.
And I would like some information from you. So, let me begin by asking, what were you doing before you got involved in the mobile hospital?
Yes. Basically, I was serving in Central Health Services as Chief Medical Officer.
Central Health Services.
Central Health Services. But my passion right from the beginning was Rural Health Service, sir. So I was actively involved with the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization, Hyderabad. Mm. And we were really doing a very intense job of providing Medicare to the poor and needy in remote villages.
Okay.
And the best part of it was, in the process, I developed a beautiful team of 150 doctors of different specialties who used to come both during the service and also the aftercare which we used to provide to the patients.
Now, you mentioned something about central service. What is the nature of the work there?
The nature was both medical and to some extent administrative, sir.
Administrative.
Yeah.
And you are based in Hyderabad.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, what was the sort of work you were doing in association with the Sathya Sai organization? I presume Hyderabad branch.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I was the coordinator for the medical services. And I was also one of the coordinators of the entire Gram Seva activity. And we used to have every month a program of 2 days of intense service, followed by 2 weeks of what we used to call follow-up service, and again 2 months of what we used to call revisits to the village, to reinforce the educational component of our service.
Okay, that's very interesting. Now comes the crucial question. There you were in Hyderabad, doing your work as a part of the central government, but actively involved in Gram Seva, rural medical service and all that. But somehow you came to be involved with what we generally call as the mobile hospital. How did you come to be involved?
I had brought a team of IAS officers, IAS and IPS officers, who used to come to our Central Health Services hospital for medical consultation. Because Bhagawan always says that if you can transform the heads of departments, the whole department will change. That was the motive with which I brought them.
One question. When you say for medical consultation, they came as patients?
Patients, yes.
Not administrative
consultation? No, no.
Okay.
Because all of them are entitled for consultation in the Central Health Service.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know that.
That's right. So, okay, they came to you. Then what happened?
Yeah, so I made a team of about 15 such members and brought them to Puttaparthi. And Bhagawan gave us an interview. Of course, in the morning he called only them. He didn't call me. And in the evening he called me. At that time, I made a fervent plea to Bhagawan. I said, Swami, the joy which I am now getting sitting in front of you, the same joy I get when I go to the villages and serve. Now I would like to resign my job, Swami, and plunge totally into Gram Seva. Bhagawan asked me, can't you continue doing the job and do the Seva? I said, Swami, family on the one side, my job on the other side, and my Seva on the other hand, other side, I am not able to balance. My health is getting upset in the process. Then Swami said, no, no, nobody's health should get upset. And then Swami raised both his hands. He wrote something in the sky. Then suddenly he looked at me and said, no, ikkada vachi super specialty hospital lo cheripo, meeku intho anto jeetham isthanu. Then spontaneously I said, Swami Sevak Jeetama, for Bhagavan's work, do I need to take salary? Mm. Then Bhagavan said, Pillalu Naru Poshinchali, you have small children, you have to take care of them. Mm. I was totally dumbfounded because I did not ask Bhagavan that I want to come to Puttaparthi. I said, the Gram Seva, the rural medical service, which I was already doing, I want to intensify it, and because it became my passion or an obsession or a pitchy, whatever you call it. But Bhagavan said, you come and join the super specialty hospital here. And after that, he didn't give me much time. He said, ikkada Apparaoni chief controller untaru, repu cheptano. And then he got up and, you know, held out his hand. Swami those days was walking, holding somebody's hand. And even as we were reaching the door, Bhagavan muttered, repu mundu paniga Apparao cheptano. And then immediately I came back to Hyderabad. I gave my notice for resignation. And I came again to Swami and told Bhagavan, I have now given notice. Swami said, Chala santoshamu. And he bent his head low and told me, Nara Simha. I didn't understand what he meant by that. Then after 3 months, I gave up the job and came, but Bhagavan would not talk to me for 10 days. I resigned on January 6th of 2005. And then so I went back to Hyderabad, brought a team of again doctors who had done such yeoman service in association with me, who had never seen Bhagavan. Swami again called us for interview, and then in that interview when I told Bhagavan, I have reached your lotus feet, I have given up my job, Bhagavan said, Nu seva baga chestavu, nu akkada cheyachu, na hospital kuda welcome. Then the doctors in a chorus, they said, Swami, please don't take Dr. Narasimhan, we need him in Hyderabad. Then Bhagavan said, Chusava, vallem cheptunaru, see what they are telling. But I said, Swami, you are the ultimate, you are the absolute, you should decide. Ledu, nu seva baga chestavu, you can do there, you are also welcome to Hyderabad here. And then when I came out, these doctors called up my parents, and I am the only son of my parents. They said, no, now you can do seva in Hyderabad itself. We need not go to Puttaparthi. Because father especially was a little apprehensive and unwilling to relocate himself. And then there was confusion for 3 months. And again, in September, I think, there was an international conference. In fact, when you asked, September 5th, it's a pleasant coincidence for me, because it was on that day Mr. Chakravarti and Mr. Srinivasan called me and told me that the mother and child program has been started. It is still not on a firm...
By the way, September 5th is Teacher's Day.
Okay, sir. Okay, that's a very pleasant coincidence.
And it also happens to be the day I got appointment letter in 1956 to join the Atomic Energy.
Okay, So they asked me that the mother and child program of the Ishwaramma Women's Welfare Trust has been started. It is still not on a firm footing. We asked the Tamil Nadu Seva Organization, can they take over? They said no. What is your reaction? I said, I would definitely take it over. Then they said, with what confidence you are telling this? Then I said, by virtue of my 8 years Gram Seva in Hyderabad, I have built a team of 150 doctors. And there are about 25 to 30 gynecologists and pediatricians in that. We'll start off, and I'm sure we can bolster our strength. So that is how I first, you know, was made the coordinator for the mother and child program. And after 8 months, when Bhagavan started the mobile hospital, I was called by him and asked, now, ka pedda pani undi niku, you take over this
big
project.
Job.
Yeah, bigger job. Bigger job is in hand.
Okay, now I come to some nitty gritty, if I may. You were doing village service there with some resources. Obviously, you must have much bigger resources must have been made available to you. So, you must be having a plan. How did the concept of the current plan evolve?
You mean the pattern of seva here?
I'm talking of medical hospital, mobile hospital.
Yeah.
Everything is a seva, whether you do it in the canteen or in the hospital or in the university.
Yeah.
Seva is service. Yes. And the service with spirit of sacrifice done with love is what we normally call seva, although that's not always understood. But here you had to do a specific job which is different from that of mother and child care. So, you might have had some experiences.
Yes.
For example, when you go to a medical camp, you do one-off. Next time you have a camp somewhere else. Next time you have a camp somewhere else.
Yes.
Whereas I find many unique features in this mobile hospital.
Yes, sir.
How did that concept evolve?
Yes.
You must have given some thought to it and shape
it.
Yeah,
I get your question very clearly, sir.
Very good.
It all started off like this. When Bhagwan started the mobile hospital, he said...
How did he introduce the mobile hospital to you?
Yeah, it's a very interesting story, sir, about the genesis of the whole
mobile hospital.
Yeah. Way back in the middle of June 2005, Bhagwan was repeatedly telling devotees in the Varenda avenues to come for darshan that even though we have started a hospital here, we have a hospital in Puttaparthi General Hospital, we have started a super specialty hospital, still many people in villages are unable to come to our hospitals. He was lamenting on the fact, it seems, for about 4 or 5 days, and suddenly he calls up the secretary, Mr. Chakravarti, and says, is it possible for us to take the hospital itself to the village? And he added, can there be a bus in which we can have facility for X-ray, scan, blood tests, urine tests and all? He asked him to check up, and Mr. Chakravarti gave the assignment to one Mr. Rajiv Mahajan, who ultimately was the fortunate person who gave the bus. Mr. Rajiv checked up in Delhi, and one of his friends, Mr. Shankar Haveli of Siemens India, told him that Siemens has already manufactured such buses and 2 of them have been deployed in the state of Uttaranchal. And Rajiv came and gave back this feedback to Mr. Chakravarti, and Swami was informed. Bhagwan said, place orders immediately. The bus should be purchased. But as you know, Bhagwan, when he starts a project, he assembles all the 3 M's, as we call, together in management parlance. The manpower, the material, the money, resources. But in this project, he was not talking of the manpower at all. And Mr. Rajiv Mahajan and the administrators were getting a little nervous. And when they asked Bhagwan about it, Mr. Rajiv, Swami said, I'll give you a good doctor. He asked Bhagwan 2nd time, Swami repeated the same thing. And 3rd time, he got a little emboldened and asked, what will one doctor do, Swami? Then Swami said, I'll give you good doctors also. And it was one fine day that he called me and said, now you take over. As regards the question which you posed, with what sort of a background and what sort of a thought frame you went ahead, basically I had drawn on my long experience in rural medical service. And I was clear that...
Rural medical service done as a part of Hyderabad Seva.
Yes, Hyderabad Seva, Sathya Sai Seva organization. By virtue of that experience, I was very clear that even if medical service is done in an outreach setting, it has to be a quality service. It cannot be the pattern of, you know, the so-called medical camps which are held sporadically, conducted, you know, once a month or as an yearly occasion or as a weekend excursion or some such thing. So I thought that we need to have 5 components in our kit if we are going to really make this a quality service which would be really useful to the people. The first thing which I thought of was the service should be regular. It should be a serious and sustained service. And hence, as you know, we have drawn up an action plan, a schedule covering nearly the first fortnight of the month. Why it cannot be done beyond that, I'll tell you later.
Here, allow me to interrupt.
Yeah.
Many years ago, when I was having a casual talk with one of your doctor's team members, he said, I asked him, how do you find this different from the usual medical camp? That medical camp is like a, what you call, one-time affair. You don't get involved. It's a doctor I want to follow. Here, every month I come, I can follow up with that patient. And that is important. And that is what attracts me here. Otherwise, if it's a medical camp, it's a sort of going and like offering some charity and coming. I'm not interested in that. I can as well do it where I am. But here it's a difference.
Yes.
And it's a rural setting. Yes. You get unusual experiences. Carry on.
Yeah. So regularity and fixity in approach became the first strong point of the mobile hospital. The second ingredient which I thought is mandatory is we should have skilled manpower, especially when it comes to doctors. We need to have very good doctors. And Swami also said, Naga Vaidya Nipunul Undali, experts. So by virtue of my experience, and also I'm a good public health doctor, we thought that we should have at least 9 specialties on the field on any particular day. That is, doctors pertaining to, say, radiology, medicine, surgery, orthopedics, ENT. These are the specialties which will cover all the illness which exists in the community at any particular point of time. The third ingredient which I thought we need to have is on-site diagnostic support, which Bhagwan provided us in the form of that bus. As you know, that bus represents only the diagnostic limb of the hospital. And I thought that it is not only this, but in addition, each of the doctor's rooms, the different divisions, medical divisions, again should be fully equipped. Like for example, the eye department should have an auto refractometer, a slit lamp, an ophthalmoscope, an indirect ophthalmoscope, a tonometer and all. The bus represents the imaging and the laboratory service available. But each of the other doctor's rooms also should be fully equipped. This is what doctors feel very happy when they come here, so that at the end of the day, they are able to come to some conclusion as to what is the cause of the disease of
a particular patient. I presume this equipping these rooms and all was an evolutionary process.
Yes. The fourth, you know, important component of the of any outreach service, I felt, in an Indian setting where our villages are really poor, is we should have a good pharmacy. That is, we should have adequate number of medicines which we give, you know, in the dose the doctor prescribes. Mm-hmm. Because you may be the best doctor seeing the patient, you may do all the tests, but at the end, if you give him just a prescription, he's simply not in a position to buy the medicines. And in this context, I would refer happily to one particular step which we took. That is, patients having chronic ailments like diabetes, hypertension, asthma, cardiac disease, thyroid disease, these are the patients who are the most suffering. We give them 1 month medicine. This has been there right from day one of the mobile hospital. Mm. The fifth important part of the mobile hospital is we decided that we should have a backup support. Like there are about 5% of patients who need further medical management procedures or surgical interventions or diagnostic procedures. And fortunately, we have the network of Sathya Sai hospitals available here. But I thought that we should also be able to do surgeries for our patients, because on the field, Baba told me that నేను దీని పేరు సత్యసాయి మొబైల్ హాస్పిటల్ అని పెడుతున్నాను. ఐఎమ్ నేమింగ్ ఇట్ యాస్ ఇది క్యాంప్ కాదు, క్లినిక్ కాదు. మీరు అన్నీ చేయగలగాలి. యూ షుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు డూ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. పేషెంట్లను అటు ఇటు తిప్పొద్దు, కానీ మత్తుమంది ఇచ్చి చేసే ఆపరేషన్లు చేయకూడదు. ఈ సెట్ సర్జరీస్ విచ్ ఇన్వాల్వ్ గివింగ్ ఎనెస్థీషియా, జనరల్ ఎనెస్థీషియా, యూ షుడ్ నాట్ డూ. అండ్ యూ మేడ్ ఎ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ స్టేట్మెంట్ విచ్ ఇస్ రింగింగ్ ఇన్ మై ఇయర్స్ అండ్ విచ్ సో సిన్సియర్లీ ఐ కెన్ సే form the basis for really doing more service, as you said, an evolution of the work. Baba said, meer cheyalekapoyina meer cheyinchagaligali. That means even if you are not in a position to immediately do, don't wash off your hands. Don't say go to a so-called higher center. You should take responsibility and see that the logical solution is arrived.
Facilitated.
Yes, facilitated. So this backup support became the fifth important component which I felt is required for a successful. And I saw to it that all these components got filled up in the kit of the mobile hospital.
Over a period of time. Here I have one small question. It is an operational question. You see, in a hospital, regular hospital that is, whatever it be, when a patient comes, they bring the case file. So all the previous data is noted and you have an idea of how the person has progressed. So you must have had some kind of a data register.
Yes.
Now that is what you call part of hospital administration. Now that is relatively easy to do when the hospital is not moving.
Yes.
But here is a hospital which is moving and the doctors who keep changing.
Yes.
So how did you manage to organize that?
Yes, so that's a very interesting question. Hmm. In fact, for this, I had this in mind and I brought out a very good solution. Hmm. We started making what's called CD files, that is chronic disease files, for every what we call nodal point. Mm. That is, every day the village which we go, we don't call it village. A nodal point we call because it serves as the center for about 50 to 60 villages,
yeah,
from home patients.
Okay, so we will come to the nodal point because that's an important concept.
Yeah. Mm. So, you know, we started making files for each of these chronic disease patients. We call that the CD file. Hmm. The left side of the CD file will have a paper pasted, a hard copy, which will speak of the entire case history, starting from day one, and the periodical investigations which are being done to what we call to monitor the disease. Hmm. the right side of the file contains the review visit details. Mm. So even if the doctors change, even if a new doctor comes, when he opens the file, there's a ready, it's like a ready reckoner. He can very quickly come to, you know, a conclusion. And in the process, Honeywell computers helped us. Mm. They made a portal and gave us into which all this data is entered and it is uploaded into our own server. And back home, you can even retrieve the data and make analytical studies.
So I heard about this. I'm glad you gave the answer even before I asked the question.
Yes.
But that must have happened after some time.
Yeah, yes. I think it happened about 3 years after we started.
So for the 3 years, you
were... We used to maintain notebooks, sir, for such patients.
Okay, okay. Like they do in the general hospital.
General hospital.
That's very interesting. So now, when you go to a village, are you able to access Honeywell from a village where there is no telecom facility?
Yes, sir. Now the bandwidth is okay. Mm. But still, because of lack of time, what the lady who has been specially sort of selected and appointed for this purpose, she's a sevak only. She doesn't make the entry, meaning on the field, because of lack of time. And sometimes it is slow. The system is slow. Mm. So she goes back home and does the entry work. Mm. Yes, sir.
Goes back home means?
Back to Puttaparthi.
Okay.
Yeah. Like so, we come
yeah,
back
here
to
there is good connectivity,
yes,
net connectivity.
Yes. Because
many villages you can't reach by phone, there is no tower.
Yeah, it is better now as compared to the past.
So you have your full database.
Yes. For chronic ailments. Yes.
Chronic ailments. That's a good this thing. Now, let me come to this neural village business, which we will explain to listeners. How did this concept evolve? Who evolved it? What role did you play in it?
Yeah. See, Bhagwan, to start with, said, you have the mobile hospital program for a week every month. And then he made it 12 days.
Mm.
So we were asked to select 7 villages to start with.
Mm.
And I was very clear right from the beginning that when we go to that village, it is not that only patients from that village will come. There will be patients coming from what I thought satellite villages, that is about 5 kilometers.
Hinterland kind of.
Yeah. Or even with passage of time, I knew that very well, even at that point of time, that patients would start coming from even distant villages. Because of the fact that there are experts on the field, there is on-site diagnostic support, a regular mechanism to follow up, as you yourself said. So what we did was we mapped out the mandals around Puttaparthi. We selected 6 mandals.
You must have taken some help from some revenue
officials. From the MRO office, our village boys.
Mandal Revenue Office.
Mandal Revenue Office. They brought the mandal map and the list of villages which are available with the population figures also.
You are confining yourself to which mandal?
6 mandals. That is Puttaparthi, Kottacheru, Mukkapatnam, CK Palli, Nallamada and ODC.
Oh, that means?
Yeah, yeah. So the radius of operation maximum is 50 kilometers.
So if you have got 6 mandals and 12 days, roughly 2 mandals.
Two nodal points in every mandal. So these 6 mandals are around Puttaparthi. Puttaparthi is the center point because we need to come back here every day. And we deliberately fashion them in a circular manner because, for example, if you put 12 points in a circle, every point will have 2 points which is fairly close to it. Our idea was, suppose I examine a patient today in one nodal point, I would like to review the patient after a week. Mm. It is not necessary that I should wait till the next month.
Mm.
Within the 12-day cycle only, there are always 2 points where I would request the patient to come back for the review, sir.
Mm.
So the whole selection of nodal points was done in a very well thought of manner.
Mm.
That is, the radius of operation we decided we'll fix it. And then these nodal points also are villages where the logistics are favorable to us, like in terms of the availability of rooms in the school and in terms of their being close to a number of other villages also. All these factors were taken into account.
Okay, now you used the word schools and you have made me jump my list of questions and come to the schools. So how did you get the idea of the schools?
Yeah. Because as I told you, the bus which Bhagwan gave us represents only the diagnostic limb of the mobile hospital.
Mm.
We have to base the mobile hospital at some place.
A clinic.
Yeah, you know. And for that we need at least 5 rooms. Because I knew that we had to create 5 divisions.
Mm.
Department of Medicine, Department of Surgery, Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Department of Ophthalmology, Oblique Dentistry, and Department of Pediatrics. So I need at least 5 rooms, which also have an open, you know, sort of a place in front.
Courtyard.
Courtyard-like thing. So obviously in a village only the school is available. So in the beginning, the district collector also was informed of when the program was started. And she was Madam Anuradha, and she very graciously accepted when you are so much ready
collector
to come.
Collector of Anantapur.
Collector of Anantapur. When you are so, you know, ready to come to our villages and serve the people, we will give the village school. The school will be declared a holiday on that day, and it would work as compensation on second Saturday. And in the process, we went a step ahead. We thought that we should show our gratitude to the school management. So it was with that idea in mind that we started what we call the school health service. Once a year, we check up all the school children in a very thorough fashion.
That is in these mandals.
Nodal points where we are operating. The schools where we are basing ourselves. So the children have an exhaustive checkup. There's a format for it. And at the end of the whole thing, we conclude his health status, his habits, and also his home environment. The three heads which I thought. The health, habits, and the home environment. And because we felt that healthy teachers are required for effective teaching with that theme, we also have a health checkup for the school teachers once a year. And that involves, as you know, doing the ECG, checking the blood cholesterol. So there's a very good, you know, sort of a goodwill generated in the school teachers, and they are very anxious to help us in all possible ways.
That is very interesting information, because we have got some pictures. In fact, I have got a picture which shows the class being conducted in the open on that day, at least for higher classes.
As you say, for 10th class, they have some special classes. Or if it is some, you know, internal exam, a monthly exam, they go to that extent of helping us, sir.
Sai Ram, dear listener, you are now listening to a conversation with Dr. Narasimhan, the director of the Sri Sathya Sai Mobile Hospital, serving rural folk in the vicinity of Puttaparthi. And in conversation with him is Professor Jeevankatraman. We continue the presentation.
I want to ask you a question which I had not planned to ask. Would you like us, since I am connected with media, to help the school by making charts, anatomy charts or something like that, related to health, nutrition, in Telugu of course. We will bear the cost for it, hopefully. And they can be given to these schools, which they can roll up and keep. And we can also give videos, but then showing them may be a problem. That may be...
No, all the schools have television, sir.
Oh, then that becomes simple. We can give CDs, health CDs.
Yes, CD players nowadays, as you know.
So, that is a good idea. I'll take a promise from you, what I call a rain check from you, as they say, to get you involved in helping us.
Yes, sir.
So, because Mr. Chakravarti and I often talk about it. He said, we must do something for the schools.
Yes.
To show our appreciation and what you call some sort of gesture of help. Because they are going out of the way to make this.
But it would be interesting for you to hear that in fact in one of the schools at a nodal point called Marala, which is a big school, that is 10th class, the Honeywell computers which helped us this, their chief of Indian operations is Swami's devotee. He has been to our mobile hospital many times and he really, you know, loves it. He loves it. So he told the school that we would donate a laboratory for you. And he indeed did that. And that laboratory is being used by the school even now.
I see. That's very nice. We would like to go and film it sometime. Okay. Now, there are the villages. Here, the customers, so-called the patients, come from the villages. Normally, there is no relationship between the patient and the hospital. Except one comes as a patient, the hospital renders service. But here the patients belong to a community and you are going to get involved with the community. And there the question of gaining the confidence of people and issues like that are involved. How did you gain the confidence of villagers?
Yes.
Because there are all sorts of people with all sorts of habits. Some people ignore the body. Some people are ignorant of the body. There are so many issues. So there is a way you have to make them a part of the program.
Yes.
If you have something like giver and taker, it never works. If it is part of a program in which they are participants, then it works. I have noticed this involvement of the people beneficiaries, that is to say, to be an important feature of Swami's service program. So I would like to know how you dealt with that problem.
In fact, it's a very beautiful question you have put forth, sir. And even before I came here, in an interview when Bhagwan had given us, when we came as a Gram Seva team, Baba said, Gram Seva should be not for the village, but of the village. And I really took it very seriously. So the way we involve or we started involving the villages was, basically when we started the service in that nodal point, we made at least 3 or 4 visits. And we sat with them. Very informally, first with the village heads, the heads of the different faiths there, the school teachers and all, and explained to them the whole basis, what we intend to do and all. Then we had a formal meeting by calling all the villages one day. So in this way, initially we did what's called a survey, an interaction with the villages, and explained to them. And then the second part, how we got closely involved with them was, that is partly, I can call it medical. Because I've always used to feel that an outreach service, it is entering the community. It is not enough if it enters. I felt it should penetrate into the community. There's a great difference in the meaning of these two words.
I agree.
Yeah, and that meant that we should get into the lifestyle and habits of these villages and bring about changes for the better. And one solid help which we had in hand already was, we were rendering good curative service. So it was easy for us to penetrate into the village. So we started conducting what is called evening health education sessions. And when we go there at that time, you know, we are not like formal doctors. We mingle so freely with them. We call many of them by names. And especially, you know, we also involve the local bhajan mandali and then the village sarpanch or the president, whoever you call. And even the program is of two types. At times we have it at what we call the family level health education, where we split into groups and then we visit the dwellings of the villages. 4 or 5 houses, the inmates of the house, we make them sit, interact with them very informally on matters of health, hygiene and even spirituality in the broadest sense of the term. And then we have sometimes what we call a community level program. That again is very interesting and exciting for the villages. We put a big screen, the center point of the village, we have a LCD projector. We show them documentaries, and not only documentaries, the whole program is interesting. We start off by first showing them cartoon films, Tom and Jerry, and children start running and coming. And then we may show our sports meet, you know, our annual sports meet, boys march past and all that sound and noise. So, you know, youth start coming. And then we show him a devotional film of 20 minutes, edited version. We have Bhakta Prahlad and Bhakta Tukaram. We must have shown in at least 300, 400 villages till now. And when the crowd picks up, then we, you know, take over and we have first have a formal talk and then show a documentary on health and hygiene. And we have 9 such documentaries. And I'm glad to tell you that 3 of them were made with the support of your digital studio only. And interestingly, when I had a, Bhagwan called me once, I showed Bhagwan the album, and in one of the photos there was this, you know, Tom and Jerry on the screen. I got a little apprehensive and I asked Swami, Swami, Vidanga program start chestramu, it will chaste, is it wrong on our part? Bhagwan said, ledu, we have to do, manam cheyali, while papam polalo panjesi alsipoy ostaru, they get tired after working hard. And unlike in cities, they don't have access to parks, museum, exhibition, all that. And you have to show such things, make them feel happy, vallaku aanandam kaliginchandi, santoshaparchandi. And then he said, vilasam unte vinodam untundi, vinodam unte aanandam untundi, aanandam unte aarogyam untundi, aarogyam unte aadhyatmikam untundi. He raised
it. You have to say that in English.
Yeah, he said, you know, vilasam means entertainment. Vinodam means, you know, getting thrilled at that moment, getting excited. And vinodam unte aanandam, aanandam is happiness in the purest sense of the word. Anandam unte aarogyam, he said, from happiness comes health, and from health comes spirituality. So, Bhagavan says, for adhyatmika, aarogya is the fundamental key.
Okay.
Swami, I appreciate all. So in this process, I come back to your question. We have really become so close to the villages, and as you rightly said, asked the question, an outreach service is best placed to penetrate into a community and bring about changes for the better, both on the preventive health side and also percolate the higher values about which Bhagwan is so particular.
I'll tell you why I asked that question. And as a doctor, you will immediately understand what I'm trying to say. If you look at polio eradication, we have been extremely successful. But there are two countries in the world, Nigeria and Pakistan, where there are problems. You know about it. And it's due to ignorance. And again, if you go to Africa, three countries, Sierra Leone, then Liberia, and one more country, were affected by Ebola. There was a lot of ignorance. I don't remember the third country, but these three countries. And it was difficult to educate them. And those things come in the way of dealing with difficult health problems and so on and so forth. So I'm glad you're doing this. And I'm willing to say that we will give you something interesting, which is again connected with nature. You know, things like avalanches. And then many people might not have seen the sea, so going on the sea, earthquakes, and snow, ice, wildlife. We've got lots of things on wildlife, and they will enjoy. I mean, it's just
absolutely,
it's,
absolutely.
So, and then also how medicines are made, medicines we give you, this is how they are made, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And also, some educative films, especially about food habits, because slowly people are drifting into junk sanitation. So we would like to work with you and enhance their awareness. The greater the awareness, and once the public adopt those things as being good for them, it will make your job that much lighter. In fact, they must go and tell other people this is what you should do, and so on and so forth. So now, I think you have covered a lot of my questions. Now I am going to ask you what I would call uncomfortable questions, inconvenient questions, shall I say. You must have faced a lot of difficulties. What was your most challenging moment, if you can recall?
Yeah. Actually, to tell you the truth, when it comes to say the taking care of the logistics, the arrangement of manpower, the procurement of material, all this I really never had a problem, sir. As I told you, manpower part, doctors, I had built a very good team, and later I had bolstered it by writing to the district presidents of the Sathya Seva organization, encouraging doctors who came to bring in their friends, their relatives the next time, telling professors who to bring their students and all. And material, I never had any problem with our central trust. They were more than willing to help me anytime I asked them anything, sir. I received total cooperation. But the challenge which I have been facing is, you know, I wanted the service right from the beginning to be totally holistic, sir. And when I use the word holistic, it means a fine blend of curative and preventive services with a spiritual base. In fact, the ideology of the mobile hospital is represented in a triangle. The two limbs of the triangle, curative and the preventive, supporting and helping each other. And the base being spirituality in the broadest sense. And in fact, when once I showed this to Bhagwan, he patted me. Instantly I was happy, but Bhagwan immediately bent his head low and said, Pratik shanamo miride bhavamto panichayali. Every second you have to work. I thought this is an ideological thing, something, a background thought or a vision statement, whatever you call it. But Bhagwan said it has to be practical. So always I have been wishing that the mobile hospital should do this complete service. And as you know, doctors who come for service, they are not really attuned to this concept. And being doctors, I really can't tell them so overtly. So I have been taking the lion's share of the work on the preventive and the the spiritual dimension of health part of it, but they have been helping. And I have not been fully successful in that. Okay. In fact, if there is any challenge, it is this challenge, that I should do it in the most integrated fashion, in the most holistic way, which Bhagavan wanted, you know, really the mobile hospital to do.
If I may interject something based on my experiences, which is in the realm of teaching, I taught for many years, nearly 10 years, a course called awareness, spiritual awareness, in fact. So I would always draw a triangle. And there is God there. There is man here. And there is nature and society. So man relates to God. Man lives in society, which is embedded in nature. And nature has been created by God. Now, unless we understand this thing as an integral concept, we can make mistakes. The commonest mistake is to break away two limbs from God and man. I have a relationship with God. I go to pilgrim centers, temples. I put some money in the hundi donation box. I think I have done my job. Thereafter, I come into what I want in society. I'm a businessman, cheat left and right. So that is separate, this is separate. And as far as nature is concerned, I pollute everything, land, sea and water, air and water. So then, you are not leading a holistic life in tune with creation. So I am glad you brought this, because it gave me a chance to talk about what I said.
Yeah, it's so similar to what I said, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Now, were there any unusual incidents?
Unusual means incidents which
are happening. Something that you don't expect in normal life. It might be a surprise. It may be dramatic. It may be very, very satisfying, whatever it is. Something there must have been. Because it can't be routine every day. Yeah. Something happens.
Yeah. You know, as I said, these experiences have been on the curative front, the work which we do to cure ailments. It has been on the preventive front and the spiritual front also. On the curative front, umpteen have been the instances where, you know, we thought that perhaps there would be no solution to this problem, and then we find a solution. Because as I told you, Bhagavan gave an important guideline that if you cannot do it, you should get it done. And I can quote an instance of one of our own staff members of the institution of ours at Anantapur College. You know, the sweeper working there, you know, she developed a question mark cancer of the breast, and their principal called me and told me she had been to a general hospital and they said that they can't handle it, you have to go to a higher center. Can you help us? I thought over the problem, and then because this lady doesn't have what you call an Arogyasri card, if she has that below poverty line card, we can straight away refer her to a center in Hyderabad where our doctors who come from Seva are working, they will take care of her. So what we did was, I requested my friend in Anantapur, a doctor who comes for Seva, to do the initial, what we call fine needle aspiration cytology, to establish a diagnosis. And he did it in 2-3 days. I didn't want to waste time being a cancer case, and it was confirmed. Then I spoke to the general hospital people and asked them to do the surgical profile. That is the tests which are done prior to surgery. And when that was done, I called up our onco surgeon, our cancer surgeon, who is one of the members of our team. Can you come down and operate on this lady in Puttaparthi General Hospital? It does have the infrastructure. The theater available is fairly enough for that. Then he said, Dr. Narasimhan, we need to have a bone scan mandatory. Without bone scan, I cannot put my knife. I was perplexed because normally this is available only in big towns. And I was praying to Bhagwan. Suddenly it flashed to me, yes, it is available in
Super special gamma camera.
Yeah, the nuclear medicine department is there. So very quickly we got it done. And Dr. Sharad Chandra, the oncosurgeon, and Dr. Rajagopal, and the oncosurgeon, both of them, they came. He came from Bangalore, this gentleman came from Hyderabad. And we operated on her. And, you know, why I'm telling this specifically, Dwa, is it was done on May 5th, Ishwaramma Day Eve. And on that day we had tears in our eyes because we very well know that Mother Ishwaramma always used to plead with Bhagwan that my people, you should not send them here and there. You should be able to organize treatment, everything here only. That was a very satisfying experience for us. Then again on the spiritual front, you know, patients with especially chronic ailments, we motivate them to do this exercise of what we call Likhita Japa. Because we tell them, if you do that exercise, if your mind becomes calmed down, you know, now it is also proved by studies in IMHANS that, you know, when our thoughts are quiescent, silent, tranquil mind, the function of hypothalamus, the main endocrine gland, is, you know, in its perfect state. So we tell these patients to write their Ishta Devata name. Muslims, we tell them, you can write your Allah name also. But many of them, they say, we'll write Sairam, we leave it to them. So, you know, what happened was, one elderly gentleman by name, his name is Police Reddy, perhaps he was a policeman in the area of a village called Talamarla. He used to come, very old man. After some time, he became infirm. He used to come from a neighboring Talamarla, a village which is about 3 kilometers from the nodal point. And then he sent his son and said, can't you issue the medicines? We said, we need to check the blood sugar and BP. So I said, okay, I'll send my technician. We used to send every month to him. And taking advantage of that, I should, in a positive way, I told his son, please tell your father to also write Ram Nam. And we used to give him a book. And after 2 years or so, he passed away. But his son came and told me, this month I have come, my father is no more, but I came to tell you one very interesting thing which happened. Father became unconscious. He was for about 8 or 9 hours in coma prior to passing away. And the doctor whom we called home, he said, there's no point in taking him to a hospital. He is in his terminal stage. A few minutes before he passed away, he suddenly opened his eyes and he called me and said, please go and tell that doctor that even till a few days before I became so badly ill, I was listening to his advice, I was writing Ram Nam, please go and give the book which I have written. And it seems he immediately closed his eyes and again became unconscious. So there have been such instances where when you say, you know, something with conviction, people follow it. And I'm so glad to tell you, we have 8,000 to 9,000 books of Ram Koti written by our patients, which we have kept in our stores. And once I told Bhagavan, Bhagavan, can we build a Likhita Japa Mandiram? Because in Rishikesh, I found there's a, in Sivananda Ashram, there's a Likhita Japa Mandiram where only books written by devotees is there, no idols and all. Swami smiled and patted me.
That is sort of interesting. See, my wife was terminally ill in the year 1999 and 2000 period. And I happened to, at that time, call up a doctor whose name was given to me, who was working in the Kidwai Memorial Hospital, which is devoted to cancer. And she told me something very interesting. She said, we have all kinds of cancer patients. Sometimes the end is very painful. But we also have Sai devotees. I don't think she was a Sai devotee. She said, those people somehow have a peaceful end. They don't suffer that much as the others. Their spiritual training has prepared them for the inevitable and they face it peacefully, comfortably. That's what I heard. So, I also met a doctor in New Zealand 2 years ago. And he is very spiritual. He's an anesthesiologist who was trained in England, settled in New Zealand, National Health Service. But he follows the Maori style of spirituality, though he's a white man. And he has done a lot of studies, and he refers to a lot of studies. It shows the body chemistry is very different when the thinking is positive and when the thinking is negative. The mind-body interaction is now accepted even by Americans.
Absolutely.
As an important element of a good health. And Dr. Jeevanandam of, you know, now Chicago, transplant, that's what you call, record holder or something like that. He told me, after coming to Swami, his attitude to patients changed. And now he talks kindly. And he says post-operative recovery is very fast compared to what it used to be previously.
Because you referred to cancer, I would like to add, when I had brought a team of super specialists, that is expert doctors, Bangalore I went, when Bhagavan called us, one Dr. Mohan Bamshi, who is, I think, one of the best oncosurgeons in our country, in AP he's ranked as number one, he asked Bhagavan, Swami, Andhra Rashtramlo cancer vyadi ekkuvaipoyindi, din karanam emi? Bhagavan, in the state of Andhra Pradesh, cancer is on the rise, what's the cause of this? Then Bhagavan said, Dini kuda hari vari kariye. Normally we used to think that for hypertension, I had heard this Swami used to say. And then he said, vari, annitikanna chala mukhyamaindi. And he said, manasu shantam gaunte, jabbu unte kuda dan baru telidu. If your mind is calm, even if you have the ailment, you will not feel the burden of it. And this point we invariably highlight in the health education talk when we speak in villages. And we also quote the examples of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, who had throat cancer but who was singing the same fashion. Ramana Maharishi, who had a shoulder cancer, who said, you can operate, I don't even need anesthesia. So we keep telling the villages the importance of, you know, mental health and how it is that our thoughts decide our mind structure, and ultimately that determines the function of hypothalamus and our health.
Sai Ram, dear listener, you are now listening to a conversation with Dr. Narasimhan, the director of the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital serving rural folk in the vicinity of Puttaparthi. And in conversation with him is Professor G. Venkatraman. We continue the presentation.
I want to change the gear here somewhat. I recall some years ago you had an intern from Cambridge.
Yeah.
So tell us something about that.
Yeah. As I told you, when we integrated all these components into the mobile hospital, that is presence of experts on the field, availability of on-site diagnostic support, regularity in service, a good pharmacy which gives free medicine.
Service to the villages.
Villages, yes. What happened was an academic atmosphere automatically got built up. Because when you have 9 specialties on the field, there are patients pertaining to each of the specialty. So there is a wealth of what we call clinical material available. So incidentally, at that time, 2 faculty members from the Cambridge School of Medicine, they had been to Puttaparthi. One of them is a devotee of Bhagavan. And Mr. Chakravarti told them, you go and see the mobile hospital, it is different from the routine. And when they saw, they were really amazed at the, you know, the type of work, the in-depth quality of work which is going on. And they also understood that here is a fertile field for academic study also. So they took a PPT from me and went back and presented it to PowerPoint presentation. They went back and showed it to their head, one Dr. Paul Siklos, the Dean of Medicine in Cambridge. And they wrote back saying Dr. Paul Siklos saw the PowerPoint presentation without turning his head this way or that way for 20 minutes continuously. And at the end, he said, this is something fantastic. We should send our students there. Then they followed up by writing a letter to us. We took time to accept it, and ultimately, you know, we agreed to it. And, you know, the first time, because the date for the students to select their places had crossed, we had only one student, but he was an excellent student. And what I did at that time was, when he came, I also lined up the best of our doctors available, like the academic field, the professors of the different medical colleges.
Lecture, medical.
Yes. And I had also lined up series of cases, like if today is a discussion on the endocrine system, I lined up all different diseases relating to thyroid. And Dr. Satish Babu, the endocrinologist, he is also Bhagavan's devotee, who came from the Bangalore Super Specialty Hospital to teach this student on that day. He said the cases which you would have seen in 6 months, on a single day, all those cases have been lined up, and today you are seeing them all. The whole spectrum of thyroid.
And also, the problems, health problems you come up with in a rural area would be utterly different from what you encounter in an urban area. Especially a modern urban area.
So, you know, at the end of the session, this young student went back and made a presentation in Cambridge. And there, the dean wrote back to us, you know, they spoke in such high terms, they rated the training which was given to their student as the best ever. which Cambridge had received. And I didn't know at that time that Cambridge is ranked number 2 or 3 or 1 in the whole world. After a few months, I saw a news item where it was written, Cambridge has slided down to position to rank number 2. So, it was really a heartening experience.
That's like Harvard and Stanford.
Yeah, that student made a sort of a, you know, he used to play on the piano, I think. He came here to your studio.
No, I know that.
Yeah. He expressed his feelings by through music, his gratitude to us.
Yes, I know that. Thank you very much for the background. Yeah. That was what was missing. Now, one other question. This is, of course, a curiosity question. It is very common to take notice of problems and issues and a habit to ignore what is good. As late Mr. V.K. Narasimhan, an eminent journalist, was also editor of Sanatan Sarthi, told me once, I said, your media is terrible. It doesn't talk about good news, good things going on as news. He said, in the media world, we have a simple rule. If dog bites man, it's not news. If man bites dog, it's news. So, negativity is the basis of all media's, what you call, functioning. And yet, now and then, the media does accidentally stray and report on good work. Has your work ever captured the attention of the media?
Yes, as you know, a year back, I think 1.5 years back, you know, our mobile hospital was the recipient of a very prestigious award by CNBC TV.
That is a
it's an American TV
American TV
channel.
CNBC TV channel in India.
And as you know, we in our organization, we never sort of send a report or send details of our service or anything. We never do that. We are never proactive in such things. But they had a system wherein they entrusted the work to an organization called IMRB, Indian Medical Research Bureau. Mm-hmm. And you'll be surprised to note that they had screened 3,000 hospitals. And all these hospitals were screened without the knowledge of the of any of the individual hospitals. And they told
us...
They
were regular hospitals.
Yeah, regular and also in a different varieties because they wanted to give awards for different types of hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were one of the 12 hospitals which ultimately got the award. Mm. And the best part of it is the citation which they gave was transformation of human lives through innovative healthcare. And, you know, I had gone with Mr. Naganand, the trustee, to Delhi, where we received the award from the deputy chairman of the planning commission. And subsequently they made a video of this also. They showed it in their channel. So that was one occasion where, you know, the media, but in this local area, the media in the form of newspaper, they always write, you know, very high of our mobile hospital.
They are beneficiaries.
Yes,
that's always a different thing.
Yes.
Now I want to ask you slightly different question. This is a very unique program where there is outreach. And if you don't mind my saying, I would like to give the analogy. One day Swami said to students, you don't understand. You go to a temple, you have to stand in a queue and then see the idol and they will push you out before you even can say Sai Ram God or whatever it is. Here, I come walking to you. I bend and talk to you. I take your letters. I listen to your problems. That is the difference between me and the temple. I come to you. You don't have to come to me. I was always struck by that and the way you operate. Essentially, through this mobile hospital, Swami is saying, I come to you. You don't have to come to me. And that is not a far-fetched analogy because in our tradition, the villages in the old days, they used to have what is called Utsava Vigraham. That will be taken round in a procession.
I know.
It will stand before every house and the old people can come and have darshan of the Lord. The Lord comes to them instead of they going there. So, whenever I think of your hospital or service, say, I was always reminded, love came not only in the form of Swami, But love comes in the form of institutions established by Swami. And this is particularly unique because here Swami is on wheels. Love on wheels, if I may call it that way.
Absolutely.
Now, is there any exceptional medical case you have handled apart from that Antapur cancer case?
Yes, sir. We have plenty of cases, you know. You take any specialty, you know, there are a number of cases. Like, for example, you know, now we are doing even laparoscopic surgeries. Mm. As you know, diabetes is on the rise.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah. So, as I told you, these patients are screened thoroughly, like every few months they get their lipid profiles done, they get an abdominal scan done. So, what we found out was...
How do you do those things here in the mobile hospital?
We have an ultrasound scan machine.
That is in the mobile
bus,
van.
Bus, yes.
The Volvo bus.
The van which comes with us.
Yes.
We do the tests in that van.
Mm.
So we found out that a very big percentage of patients have gallstones, you know, complicating diabetes mellitus. And once a diabetic has gallstones, it has to be invariably operated. So that is why we thought now we should start laparoscopic surgeries, because every month from 1st to 5th of the month, the operation theater is given to us, the nursing support. The doctors are our own mobile hospital surgeons. Patients are also our, those from the villages whom we have identified and screened.
No, so the theater where? In this?
In the Satya Sai General Hospital.
General Hospital. So
General
you
hospital.
Bring them here and there.
Yes, we operate. So we have started doing laparoscopic surgeries. We have started doing also what we call pediatric surgeries, which were never done in the general hospital. Like next month, a whole lot of about 15 children are going to be operated by a pediatric surgeon, Dr. Hanumant Raidu, who is a very well-known name in the state of Andhra Pradesh.
This is news to me.
Yes, sir.
So you tell me when that happens, because we would like to...
Yeah. It is next month, July, we are going to have the...
Yes, you alert us in advance.
A pediatric surgery, sir.
Okay, and now a slightly different question. And supposing such a program has to be started afresh in some other part of the country, say rural Uttar Pradesh. Obviously, the conditions there are somewhat different from the state of Andhra Pradesh in many ways. They are far more backward for a variety of reasons, which we need not go into. Now, supposing they want to do that, what kind of special advice would you give to the organizer of that program?
Yeah.
I hope my question is clear.
Yes, sir. I think the denominator remains the same, sir.
Mm.
I would tell them that even if it is an outreach service, it has to be a quality service.
Mm.
Please don't be under the impression that when we go to a village, we will be short of doing many things we will not be able to do. Please banish that thought.
Mm.
It is possible to do so many things. Like, for example, we do EEG on the field, sir. And the director of medical education, who is one of the doctors in our team, he who was asked to just inaugurate it on that day, he said, this facility is not available even in our district headquarters hospital.
Oh, my God.
So I would like to tell them, those people, that the denominator is same, quality service. And for that, the five components which I mentioned, regularity and fixity, availability of skilled manpower, on-site diagnostic support, good medicines, and a follow-up mechanism, and more important, a very holistic ideology. I think these guiding principles remain the same anywhere in the country or even perhaps the world where we are going to start. Only thing is, by virtue of change in logistics or the geography, the topography of this, they may need to adapt themselves, like the schedules which they are having. They may not be able to have every day. It may be at least 3 days a week. All those things may change.
And I suppose you would say more than anything else, there must be total commitment.
Yes, total commitment. I think that goes without saying, but then...
No, the obvious is missed very often.
Yes, yes. And as you know, this is, this is not a structured or a static regular hospital where things are all under your control. A mobile hospital and outreach service where everything is fluid, fluctuant, volatile.
I know.
You know, we have idiosyncrasies of weather, road condition, buns. And especially in our mobile hospital, we depend on technical personnel, the doctors coming from outside the different districts of Andhra Pradesh.
Okay, so you're telling me you're handling a very tough job.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now,
it's really a tough job.
I would like to conclude this very thought-provoking and interesting talk, which has been personally educative and beneficial to me. by requesting you to say something about the volunteers who accompany you, because I've seen pictures of that, who handle a lot of infrastructural support, offer you infrastructural support, and sometimes go ahead of you to set the stage. Can you say something about them?
Yes. As such, we have about 42 members, support staff, sir. Paramedics, some of them are technicians, some of them are managers, some of them are assistants, and one third of the strength I had drawn from Hyderabad itself. That is when I got to say the word transferred from Hyderabad to Puttaparthi by the grace of Bhagawan. About 10 members, they also got themselves transferred, they joined me in the service. And they were people who had a good idea of rural Medicare by virtue of being associated with me there. The second one third is very interesting for you. It is the village boys, the youngsters of the village. Because right from the beginning, I told our secretary that I don't want Sevadal, because Sevadal would be changing every 15 days and language again would be a problem. This is not like Narayan Seva, you know, serving food, and it's a technical service. Some degree of professional orientation, technical orientation is required. So what I did was about 12 village boys, youngsters, I trained them up in different branches. Not only me, but my other doctors. And today I'm so glad to tell you.
Sir, give me an example of a few branches.
Yes, like for example, the Department of Surgery. We have two youngsters who now can independently do jobs like suturing, suture removal, abscess draining, even putting of POP casts, you know, because we have X-ray.
Plaster of Paris casts.
Yes, because we have X-ray facility in the bus. Somebody comes with an injury, we take an X-ray.
No, but
it is an impacted fracture. So the orthopedic surgeon stands aside, but this boy does the job.
Oh, that's amazing. But then, those boys are available to you in a particular village, whereas you go to six villages.
No, they have become part of this team, which stays in the ashram during the entire 2-week period.
Oh, they make themselves available to you.
Totally available to us.
Does that not interfere with their professional life?
Yeah, so thoughtful you have asked that question, sir. When they started helping us this way, after 2 years, I suddenly realized that after all, they are compromising their occupation and coming here. And what would their parents also think? So I made a fervent plea to Bhagawan that we should, you know, give them some honorarium so that I would also fix them up. And if these youngsters leave, then again I would have to train up some people. Bhagawan so gladly accepted. And for those boys, we give them, you know, an honorarium of about 3,000 rupees for the 12 days which they serve. And but that apart, they are highly devoted, and both devoted and dedicated individuals.
I'm sure, because there's a joy in service, selfless service.
Selfless service.
And obviously, they would not have got the kind of opportunity. I mean, you say they are no sutures, that's something.
Yeah. And the young lady in the gynecology room, you'll be amazed to see, sir, our boys would have seen in the morning when you reach the village, it's just a school room, classroom. And in a matter of 45 minutes, she makes it a perfect gynec examination room with all the curtains, the partitions, the tables, instruments readily available, sterilized instruments.
What is their educational background, these volunteers?
Yes, you know, most of them are, you know, have passed 10th class or, you know.
That's failed. All?
Yes.
That shows there is gold in everybody.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. The best part of it is they literally listen to what you say, sir. And it has always been S for me from them. Never no, sir.
I want to find some
people
fortunate. Like that.
I'm so fortunate.
Okay. One last.
And the remaining one third of individuals are people who have come and settled down in Puttaparthi, say after their retirement, or, you know, they are devotees of Bhagawan.
Okay.
And they joined.
That
the
I can
say. Yeah. In fact, one is a rickshaw driver, sir.
Auto rickshaw.
No.
Cycle rickshaw.
Cycle rickshaw. Oh. And he doesn't, meaning transport people. He uses it for carrying loads from the, you know, the wooden, you know, planks or all these things. So this young man, how he joined our mobile hospital was that, you know, his son is an epileptic, very bad epileptic.
Oh my God, how old is this man?
This young man is about 28 years, his son is about 7 or 8 years.
Oh.
And then he had brought his son to us, and, you know, we really did a good job, and we made that young boy seizure free. That is.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, free of fits. So then he said that now I have to show my gratitude to Bhagwan. I would like to join your service. But I told him, you know, you would be missing your daily occupation, which you do, your rickshaw pulling and all. He said, no, sir, please permit me. And now that Akulappa is a part of our team. And, you know, I made him a sort of a, you know, I bought him a special uniform so that, you know, he stands at the entrance and he, you know, controls the crowd, not in any harsh manner, but in a very soft manner. But what I did was, you know, I also arranged a small on-rodium for him, you know, after some time. But he didn't expect or ask us any such thing. And similarly, there's one young man who's actually a barber, and you will not believe me, sir. Now he is one of the two members who take care of the diabetic section. Because at every nodal point, we have about 100 patients with diabetes who are followed up in the way I told you. So what we thought was, you know, if these patients again go to the diagnostic bus, there'll be a big crowd there, confusion, and even the work there in the bus for the other patients to get disturbed. Mm. So we bought a separate set of, you know, equipments for them, like what we call, you know, centrifuge machine, and then a calorimeter. And this boy was trained up to do the blood sugar testing in the calorimeter by our pathologist. And I told our pathologist, sir, only if you say yes, I would allow this young man to do. Mm. And today he says, the pathologist, he does better than my own technicians in Vijayawada, where I have a big laboratory.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah.
What is this barber
studies?
He studied, I think, about 7th or 8th class.
Okay.
But he's so committed. And can you believe, sir, that when there is variation in the blood sugar levels, and if the medicine, you know, there's some, you know, discrepancy, some mismatch of the medicine dose and the sugar levels, these boys, they come and point out to me, because I tell them as the director, as one who is available all the 2 weeks, please bring to notice, any case, by chance, such things happen. They are so sharp that they identify even these things, sir. And they have been the asset, and they are the people who go after finishing work on any particular day to the next day's nodal point, taking all the articles. And I'm happy to say I am also a member of the team.
Okay, so you are also a volunteer.
Yeah.
you wear many hats.
Yeah, because once Swami told me, no doctor kadu. Then I said, Swami, nenu mee sevadala, I am your sevadala. Swami patted, he was very happy. I like myself to be called Swami Sevak, not as a doctor.
Okay, one last question. Surely the last, I assure you. We all have visions. Even though we are doing something, we want to do something more. It may happen, it may not happen. As Swami says, yatna prayatana manava dharmam jaya apajaya devadinam. God decides whether something should happen or not, but making an effort is part of your obligation and bounden duty. So what is your dream, if any, for the future with respect to this hospital?
Yes.
Obviously, we are never satisfied. We want more, even if it be service.
Yes. I, for one, believe that all of Bhagwan's institutions, which Swami has started, they are more as models, sir, for society to take up the message and, you know, for institutions like us, have it replicated at their ends.
Mm.
And my fond hope is the government especially takes up this project, this model. And I have also ideas, I have also put it in writing. When Dr. Chidambaram, our country's principal scientific advisor, came, he was simply amazed seeing this. And he said, this is the solution.
I know him very well, by the way.
Yes, you must be knowing him. You know, and this model, incidentally, as a doctor, as a public health expert, I know, is the answer for the tricky problem which our rural healthcare delivery system is facing. I would say our rural healthcare delivery is caught in what I would say a tricky triangle. On one side of the triangle is, government says it is not possible for us to take technology in the form of these sophisticated equipments like CT scan, MRI scan to villages, install it, maintain it, service it. We don't have the mechanism. The other side of the triangle is, government says doctors are reluctant to go to villages. Doctors have their own personal and professional reasons. On the professional front, they say there is no infrastructure worth its name. If we go there and work, at the end of 1 year, we'll forget our subject. On the personal front, they say there is not even a school worth its name for us, for our children to be admitted. And the base of the triangle is represented by the villagers staying in villages who are unable to access even the existing services which are available in these mandal headquarters or towns, whatever you call. And it is here that our master has delivered what I would say the master stroke. He said you need not go and install technology in villages, carry them in mobile vehicles. You need not make doctors stay in villages, you take them in another vehicle, create a mini hospital there in the school, for example, have a good quality service from morning to evening. At the end of the day, the equipment will come back for any preventive maintenance. Doctors also come back and they would feel that they are as though it's a software job, going in the morning and coming back in the evening. It may not solve all the existing health problems, but at least 60 to 70% of our country's health problems get solved. And I have also made a financial calculation. Because we are a voluntary organization, we have doctors who are coming on their own, they don't expect anything, we don't pay them. But even if we pay salaries, I have made a very good financial calculation. In fact, I am going to present it on September 5th when we expect the governor and the health secretary and all to come. Where I want to show that a state like Andhra Pradesh now, if it can spend 300 crores, there will be 50 to 60 such mobile hospitals. And even if the commitment level is only 30% or 40% of our organization, still it is 10 times better than the existing rural healthcare delivery system. So my vision, my dream is, it is not that we, Satya Sai organization, would be starting such mobile hospitals everywhere. Bhagwan Baba himself said, I have not come to solve the social or the medical problems of society. I will create models. On the one hand, devotees will use it as tools for their sadhana. On the other hand, people will get benefited with such projects. It is for the government to take up. And in fact, you will be glad to know, sir, that the model which Swami set up, the super specialty hospital, I think was the inspiration for the government of Andhra Pradesh to start what is called the Arogya Sri program. Because Baba said, if you cannot do it, you get it done. So the government also thought, we don't have the infrastructure in government hospitals to do open heart surgeries and all. So they tied up with an insurance company and now they have seen to it that the poor and the needy, now they can walk into corporate hospitals. It is happening, sir, government level, and get these surgeries done. So my dream is this outreach service of ours should become the model. It is indeed the model. The government should take it up and, you know, the government should start such hospitals. Other NGOs also may perhaps take the example. And one day India being a land of villages, our villages should not lag behind in getting quality service, which I think is, they have a right to it.
I have an apology to make. I thought I will let you have the last word, but I am a bit selfish and greedy, so I am going to have the last word. Firstly, I would like to inform you, I went to a place called Christchurch in Dunedin.
Right.
There is a doctor, Akshaw, his name is. I have been in correspondence with him and all that. And he told me that the New Zealand government runs a mobile surgical theater.
Right.
And they have in those villages, their villages are advanced but small. One day they can stay as inpatients, then they are discharged. And he showed me how they customize it to hospitals and all that. But really the more important problem, point I wanted to make was, many years ago, a devotee asked Swami, Swami, you are starting all this hospital. Where is the need? You can materialize the buddhi, it will instantly cure a person. Swami said, buddhi ledu, that is not my job. The reason I am setting this hospital is, I want to show to people that this can be done. It doesn't require extraordinary, this thing. What you need is commitment and dedication.
Absolutely.
Full dedication and love. And I want people to copy this. And exactly the same thing was said by Mr. Ratan Tata. He came here.
Yeah.
And he addressed our students. So somebody got up and asked, what are you doing for the women of India? Tata's. Mr. Ratan Tata was pretty blunt. He said, it's not our job to solve the problems of India. We do a few projects and leave it as demonstrators for others to copy it to the extent they want. That's all. So, and he gave Swami's example. He said, he has set up institutions, shown how to run. If you have the competence and the willingness, you can do it. If you are lazy and want to give excuses, you won't do it. More or less, you put it that way. So let me say, it has been a great pleasure and joy for me to have this conversation with you. I really learnt many things which I was not aware of, especially this your volunteers like Barber and
yes.
Cycle rickshaw puller, and so on. And the boys who can remove sutures, and those were eye-openers to me. And I look forward to keeping in touch with you and then getting updates as
yes.
you go along.
Yeah,
thank
we pray
you very
to
much.
We
thank
have
you.
That
oh,
useful
you.
Interaction, sir.
Thank
and
you
it has
much.
Been my pleasure also coming here. Thank you so much, sir.
Sai Ram. Sai
Ram.
Sai Ram, dear listener, you were listening to a special conversation with Dr. Narasimhan, the director of the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital serving rural folk in the vicinity of Puttaparthi. In conversation with him was Professor Jeevankatraman. This conversation was recorded on the 10th of June 2015. Dear listener, your feedback is valuable to us. You may write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and Sai Ram.